Genetically modified wheat has been found at a university research center in Montana. That news Friday came as a federal investigation into a similar case in Oregon concluded with few answers. Correspondent Anna King has more.
Wheat is small, and it travels the world. Fields, harvesters, trucks, silos, barges, trains. So pinpointing where it's come from or where it's going next gets tough. The U.S. Department of Agriculture took nearly a year and did almost 300 interviews on the Oregon case, but in the end could never pinpoint where the errant strain came from. At Montana State University's Ag Research Center, GMO wheat did grow there legally about 10 years ago. But could the seeds have survived all this time? Chris Heron is skeptical. He's a fourth-gen wheat grower from Connell, Washington.
Well, I produce wheat for a living, and 2 years out of 10, that's a hard thing to get done.
The Oregon GMO case did disrupt markets, but Heron says he isn't too concerned. More troubling is the sky. He needs rain to plant. I'm Anna King reporting.